Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio today on this beautiful rainy day in Seattle. We have a fascinating show today for you, and we are going to honor Earth Day, which comes up on Monday. And how we're going to honor that is with our wonderful guest, Linda Nunzig, and our guests, Nancy Gellos and Marlon Boyven. So let me tell you a little bit about these three lovely sisters. Linda owns and runs 90 Farms, which is an all-natural, certified salmon-safe, sustainable family farm, raising USDA grass-fed, hormone- and antibiotic-free lamb and beef. She's also the coordinator of agricultural services within Snohomish County here in Washington State and serves on the county's economic development team, where she works with farmers and other ag groups to promote the vitality and sustainability of agriculture in the county. And welcome, Linda.
Thank you.
And Marlon and Nancy, welcome back to the show. And for those of, go ahead.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Great. I'm always happy to have my sisters back. Marlon and Nancy are partners of Shin Shin Shea LLC, which is a Seattle-based business which shines light on those who are positively growing community. They bring together over 30 years' experience in creative design, direction, marketing, public relations, business coaching, and select custom publishing. Their work explores our connection with food, which is why it's such a great combination to have Linda here. They've two examples of the books that they've published are Tender, Farmers, Cooks, Eaters, with James Beard Award-winning chef Tamara Murphy, and Passion and Palate, Recipes for a Generous Table by Chef John Howie, who is a big restaurateur here in Seattle. He was also a semifinalist for the 2013 James Beard Foundation Awards for Outstanding Restaurateur. So welcome, Marlon, Nancy, and Linda. Great. So Linda, let's start with you. We've been chatting before the show, and I would love for you to tell our listeners how on earth, pardon the pun, you got started in farming.
As we said a little while ago, the accidental farmer.
Yes.
I guess I've always been into horses, always rode horses, had a few sheep in high school, but never, did not grow up on a farm, did not have a farm, you know, had that little rented pasture down the road where I'd have a horse that I would go ride, but was not a farmer. When I got married, we were married for a number of years. We had a few sheep and a horse. I went to Texas to pick up another horse, and when I came back, he had purchased a 52-acre farm.
Holy cow.
With barns, and it was huge, over 100-year-old farmhouse. And he said, I bought it, now you make it work.
Holy cow again. Pardon the pun.
We got a few of those, yeah. So it was, okay, figure out how to make it work, and you just dive in and start doing it.
Oh, my God. So how did you dive in?
Well, let's see. I had small children at the time, co-op preschool, was working part-time in veterinary medicine. And I thought, well, all these moms want local food. Maybe they would want to do a CSA program together. So I started out with a mom's CSA program.
Fascinating.
And had all these other moms and toddlers that came out, and we started with the community-supported agriculture program, where we just got out there and started tilling ground and planting seeds.
So you just snuck it in there just a little bit. Did I hear you say veterinary? Are you a veterinarian as well?
I'm a licensed veterinary technician.
Oh, my goodness. Woman of many talents here. I mean, that's what women do. Women have all these skills coming that, you know, come into play.
They all build on who you become.
Exactly. So did you know all these moms when you started this? I mean, how did you create that network?
We were co-op preschool.
Oh, see, look at
co-op preschool.
This is what women do.
And these were not farmer women at all.
Fascinating.
We all learned.
Okay, so you imagine this scenario. Here you are, you've got this piece of a whole bunch of land. Mm-hmm. No husband now. Of course, you know, there'd be a lot of women that would be going, oh my God, he just left. Now what?
2 years after he purchased the farm, he decided he didn't want to be married anymore. Didn't want to be a farmer. He's actually an attorney. He didn't want to have anything to do with the farm anymore. So he said, well, let's just sell the farm. We'll get divorced and be done with it. And I thought, well, no, I've spent 2 years of blood, sweat, and tears getting this thing up and going. You go. It's my farm. I'm staying.
Yeah. See, I love it. This is the pioneer spirit. This is when women listen to themselves. This is what really motivates them to make change in the world. So the day after he left, you wake up that next morning.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that's where I was
going. I can say that on the radio, right?
Yeah, that's okay. We can stick with holy cow.
No, we're in other stuff out there. It's much deeper than
but
just
cows. But you know,
cows.
That's perfect. You've got a barn. You've got that in the farm. And hey,
a lot of compost. Holy compost. Holy compost.
That's the new one. Holy compost.
Holy compost. That's right.
Wow. So tell me how you, how did you continue on from there? We were, I mean, the task seems monumental to me, how you would take, you know, you've got small children, you know, keeping your day going with small children. You've got sheep out there. Did you have sheep out there at that moment?
We had a small flock. I think at the time I maybe had 40, 50 ewes.
And so you kind of had already figured out how to handle sheep.
Yeah. Well, they're not that hard.
Yeah, but don't you have little dogs that run around? And
we have little dogs that run around.
There, and I know these sheepdogs are incredibly. I mean, we're not talking
they
poodles.
They are called your ranch partner.
Yes, yes,
yes. They're important.
What kind of dogs are they?
Right now, I use a border collie, but Australian Kelpies and Corgis have done phenomenal for me.
Wow.
Over the years.
Very, no, those are the kind of ranch hands you need.
Yes.
Wow. And your kids?
Absolutely.
How do your kids fit into the farm?
I made a decision early on that it's my choice to be a farmer, not theirs. And because of that, if they want to be involved, they can. But they don't have farm chores that they have to go out and do before they go to school. They're just kids.
Wow. How old are they?
Sam's 15 now and Maddie's 18.
Wow.
So they've been there. We've had the farm for 11 years now.
Wow.
So, but it's my choice to be a farmer, not theirs.
So how do they feel about the farm? Do they like it? Do they help you?
Maddie can run that thing in her sleep.
Seriously?
You know? Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
the 15-year-old.
She's 18
she's
now.
She's 18.
She's 18 now. So she rides hunter jumper horses. That's her thing. And so we built a stable in one of the barns, so it's got six stalls. And so in order, single mom, I can't afford to do what she wants to do as
right.
far as, you know, you go to one show, it's $5,000.
Oh, my
so,
God.
You know, there's a lot of shows in the summer. So what
yes.
I did is I gave her a barn and said, you can have this barn and you can have this 5-acre field and you can start your own boarding business.
Beautiful.
So she boards horses in order to pay for her horse habit.
I love it. And it's sustainable, obviously.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Is she making a profit with it?
She pays for her own horse.
I love it.
She
Beautiful.
Pays for her
this
horse
is,
to
this
go
is
do what it needs to
sustainability
do.
Sustainability at its best. Teenagers feeding their passion, you get to keep paying attention to everything that's going on. I mean, this is a beautiful ecology that you've created here.
Well, the funny thing is that it's the hangout place for the teenagers. They do TV night in the barn.
That's hilarious.
Where all the kids get up on, you know, you got all these teenagers, you know, 20, 30 teenagers out in the barn at midnight watching, plug a TV in out there and hang out on the hay bales. And TV night in the barn.
This is the new version of a drive-in.
It is. You just go hang out in the barn. I never know what I'm going
to
find.
To the barn.
But then for the son, who he's, you know, big into Civil Air Patrol and that kind of stuff, the farm has turned out to be a great place for airsoft wars. You can
really?
Do all kinds of airsoft wars on 40-acre fields.
What did you call them again?
Airsoft guns. They
oh,
do.
Oh,
and so
they
all get in their camouflage and go out and
hysterical.
Run around a bunch of 14, 15-year-old kids out there.
Oh, my God.
They love it. They have a blast. So
oh
if
God.
The farm can do that for them
yes.
and allow them that kind of playground,
hey.
Then that's great. But they're not ranch kids.
No.
As far as that's not their job, it's mine.
Well, you know, I applaud you for giving them that distinction and not giving the, you know, there's no guilt in if they, I mean, allowing them to make their choices and to honor their passions through all of this is fantastic. And I completely applaud you for that. So before we go to the break, I just wanted to have Nancy and Marlon. How did you meet Linda? We've got about a few minutes left.
Well, Marlon and I were working on Tender, Farmers, Cooks, Eaters, and we visited and also photographed Linda's farm and saw her work and watched those amazing dogs. Man, it's just incredible. So we had the opportunity, because she had worked with Chef Tamara Murphy over some time, and both of them had great appreciation and understanding of the depth of commitment to this work.
Great. Well, we're going to continue this conversation right after this commercial break, so stay tuned. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Okay, welcome back, sisters, to Sisters Talk Radio. We're having a fabulous conversation today with our lovely guest, Linda Nunzig, who is the owner of 90 Farms here just north of Seattle, and also our friends Nancy Gellos and Marlon Boyvin. Welcome back to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Great. Well, listen, right before the break, I was talking with Marlon and Nancy about how you met Linda and how you work together. So, Marlon, you were...
Sure.
Continuing on with that conversation.
Take it from there. So with our love of local food and local farming, and that was really what Tender was the doorway that we entered through, we really loved working with Linda because she's so passionate and unwavering about her commitment. And so we have since then really gotten involved in, at least I live in Snohomish County where Linda's farm is, and she has an annual program called Focus on Farming. And it's a conference that's held every year that brings farmers together along with others in the community to really tackle the questions about how to support the local food, local farming growth in the region.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the areas that we've been involved is attending the conference, contributing in whatever ways that we can and be cheerleaders for Linda in whatever way possible. And of course, not to mention, I love going to her farm.
Oh, absolutely. So what do you go to her farm for?
Well, Lambda.
Lambda.
Yeah, same thing.
She's got a new name now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Linda raises sheep, and she's known for her lamb as well as beef. And so one of my favorites is her lamb Italian sausage that she makes. And she's got a great honor system to go and pick out the product from her farm if she's not there and leave the money. I mean, this is like real.
So you drive up to her farm without notice?
Well, generally I'll give her a call and let her know I'm headed
that way.
But
usually I'm at the office.
Oh, okay, which is the farm.
No.
Linda has another life here we're going to talk about in just a second. But this, I love this conversation. So when you want something that Linda produces, you call her?
I'll call her and find out if there's anything in the freezer.
Interesting. And what would be in the freezer?
Oh, boy. The last time I was there, Dave loved the filet mignon. My husband loved that. I picked up the lamb sausage. We also picked up a leg of lamb. It's all meat focused because that's where Linda's focus is as a farmer. But we plan a meal for entertaining or just something to have in our freezer for that special occasion.
So you just drive up to the barn, their freezer?
Yes.
Whatever.
There's a little farm store there.
Okay.
Self-serve farm store.
Self-serve.
Yeah.
So you basically go into the freezer. It's on an honor system.
Yep.
And you pick out what you want. And
it's all marked and labeled and priced, and I leave a check, or
we leave a calculator for those that can't do math.
Wow, that is fantastic. So who butchers your meat, or how do you do this? Or?
No, it's USDA certified. So we have the first one in the country, it's the prototype, USDA mobile slaughter unit. And so the animals are born on the farm, they live their entire life there, and they die there.
Okay.
So they never leave the farm.
Beautiful. So they have a happy life. I mean, this is sunshine, the daisies in the pasture.
Oh,
no daisies.
Story. As a matter of fact, Mona, if any of your listeners want to see a picture of Linda's farm, just go to one of our websites, which is farmerscookseaters.com. And the photo that's the header of our website is a photo of Linda's acreage along
Beautiful.
With the sheep, as well as the recent post. Here's a picture of her farm just recently taken here last month.
Oh, great. I'll put that website up with the archive. And just to clarify, I got a no on the daisies. So I was actually painting a visual there, you know. You know, the sun's shining, the daisies are out, the grass
does not green. Make good feed. I'm sorry. Maybe in the flower bed, they're not in the field.
You know, I'm a girl. I like flowers. It's not good grass feed. So.
Oh, but great open space.
Yeah, thank you. I was painting the image of open space, you know. Something waving in the wind in the sunshine. So anyway, that's fantastic. So now I wanted to swing back because I mentioned that you also work for the county or work for the Snohomish County.
Correct.
So before the show, you were telling me how that evolved, how you set that up. Because again, I'm thinking, wow, this woman runs a farm and she works a full-time job for the county. So how did that come about?
Never had an office job a day in my life. Could I could send an email, and that was about it.
Oh, my gosh.
And they came to me and asked me to come to work doing agricultural projects for them.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, are you kidding? You don't want me, really. You want somebody that knows computers and knows all these things. And I kept telling him, no, you know, I'm a farmer. I'm not the right person for this.
Oh, God.
But they pushed forward and they created the job around my skill set. And I've been there 6 years.
Oh, and by the way, they were right.
Thank you.
See, all you girls listening here, this is how the heart works. You know, you're just living your passion. And then all of a sudden, you know, you love it. You're into it. You're, you know, doing what you love to do every day, and then opportunities just come knocking.
Karma's a good thing.
Well, we'll have another discussion on karma. But anyway, good things coming back to you. And the other thing was, you don't have a college education, right?
No.
See, the heart doesn't care whether you have a college education or not. It just cares that you are living your truth and you are doing what makes you happy. So what kind of things do you work on for the county?
Oh, boy. It's so big. It's a lot. I do facilitate the Focus on Farming conference. And before I came to work for the county, I sat as a volunteer on the Agriculture Advisory Board, where we advise the council and the county executive on agricultural issues. And so we started the first Focus on Farming as part of the Ag Advisory Board, and then I've just carried it on since. So we're getting ready for our 10-year anniversary of Focus on Farming, and that's over 600 people from the region that come in for a full-day conference, nationally known keynote speakers, a gourmet local lunch made with all local products, 28 workshop sessions, so it's huge. I've got a big piece of the Evergreen State Fair, do the Centennial Farms. You know, we find farms that have been in existence in the same family in constant production for 100 years. We recognize them. Farmers call. My job's a little bit different because the farmers can't just call me at the office because they all know me and they know where I live. So they may call, 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning. They may show up in the afternoon at the farm if they can't catch me at the office. So it's a 24/7 job too, but that's fine because, you know, my constituents that I work with, my farmers are my friends.
Exactly.
So we're all in it together.
Exactly.
And then our most recent project is the development of a food hub in Everett.
Oh, tell us about that.
It is the farmers. 10 years ago at the first Focus on Farming conference, the county asked all of us as farmers what we needed to be economically viable. And one of the lacking things was infrastructure. We need a commercial kitchen. We need processing. We need distribution. We need a full-time year-round indoor farmers market that allow farmers to capture a higher percent of the dollar and be able to sell directly to consumers. So it's taken a number of years, but we finally found a developer that has totally loved the prospect, and we've now broken ground and are moving forward on a 60,000 square foot full-time year-round indoor farmers market, 5,500 square feet of commercial kitchen and processing for agricultural products, and a distribution hub for egg products.
Wow.
So it's really where food happens.
Wow. And so this is in production right now. We're in the process of being built.
We broke ground on the 26th of last month.
Congratulations.
It's an entire city block long.
Oh, my goodness. In Everett.
In downtown Everett.
Wow. And when is the projected completion date?
July 1st of next year.
Of next year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. This is so exciting.
Yeah.
So where does Washington State rank in terms of number of local farms? Because, you know, every state has, there's some states, I think, that have more farms, less farms, or, you know, is Washington State leading?
Different. So if we look at specialty crops, which the main thing that we do in Western Washington is specialty crops.
Okay.
And that's a huge variety. It could be everything from nursery to berry production. So we rank third in the nation in specialty crops.
Wow.
So Snohomish County is about a $26 million farm gate value.
Wow. So do you do any consulting outside of Washington State, you know, for our listeners that are on the East Coast, you know, for, you know, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island? Do you do anything on a national scale?
Yeah, and internationally as well.
Yeah.
I was in Helsinki, Finland in November of this last year, giving a presentation on food hubs and access to local food and why it's important that we have access to local food. Was at the National Small Farms Conference in September in Memphis, Tennessee, talking about, you know, how you turn around an agricultural economy, how you take an ag economy that is dying and you're losing farmland, and how you revitalize it and turn it back around and make it a growing, thriving economy.
Fantastic. Wouldn't you love to have every city be able to have a year-round farmer's market?
Absolutely.
And literally every state could do that, couldn't they?
Sure. You've got to also work with your farmers at the same time to have product available. So teaching farmers how to extend their growing season, how to do hothouse growing, you have to set your farmers up to be successful the day those doors open.
Oh, absolutely. To be able to supply that year-round, that's no small feat. But obviously, we're setting the standard here with this. Is this the first year-round one that you know of?
No, there's other ones. I mean, Pike Place Market technically is a year-round farmer's market, although they're more tourist-based.
I was going to say that's like the designer's farmer market.
Right.
For all of you listening that don't know about Pike Place Market
and Flying Fish.
Yes, exactly. It's really fantastic, and it's open year-round,
right.
And it is such a big tourist attraction downtown Seattle. It's just phenomenal. But, you know,
this is food at this one. This is geared strictly towards food.
Fantastic. Yeah, because the Pike Place is a mixture of everything. It's got food, but it's got a lot of everything else. But just being able to go and do your weekly shopping at a farmer's market, this is what this will be fantastic for.
Keeps farmland in production. Keeps farmers
beautiful. Farm. Beautiful. Fantastic. So, we're going to be going to a commercial break here shortly, so we'll pick up this conversation when we come back. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live, on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. Thank you for staying tuned in to our very fun conversation today that we're having with Linda Lambda. Linda. Nancy and Marlon. A little slip on the tongue there. So, Linda, I wanted to continue on with farmers markets. Tell us, tell our listeners why it's so important that people support farmers markets.
Buying directly from your farmer has a huge impact on the bottom line for the farm. So if you go to the grocery store, and let's say you're buying, you know, your regular groceries in the grocery store, the farmer's share of that dollar, for every dollar that you spend, is 16 to 20 cents.
Oh, my God.
That is it. It's all going to packaging, processing, distribution, middlemen, and middlemen. So the farmer gets a little tiny piece of the actual farm product that grows in there.
Wow.
The average food in the grocery store travels 1,500 miles to get there.
Wow.
So how old is that product when it finally makes it onto the store shelf?
I'm going to think twice when next time I go to the grocery store. Keep going. I know you've got more statistics.
It does make a difference. When you buy directly from the farmer, that whole dollar stays with the farmer.
Oh my
gosh. So whether it's at a farmer's market or it's buying directly from the farmer on the farm, it's helping that farmer. What's the best way to save our farmland? Farm it. What's
yes.
the best way to keep a farmer? Support the farmer and buy from the farmer.
Wow. So, how, you know, every state, every town has a resource that would tell you where your farms are and whether you have a farmer's mm-hmm. market. And it just pays, because the other thing that I've noticed in our conversations today is not only supporting the farmers, but you have a terrific relationship with all the other farmers that
Absolutely.
They're your friends, your buddies.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's when that connection really starts to happen, then that, you know, you get, once you get to know somebody and you understand what it takes for them to produce food, you do want to support them and you start caring about them. And that's what starts changing your buying habits.
Well, you value that farmer. You value what they do. When my farm floods really bad, I've had four 100-year floods since I've owned the farm. And when you see the devastation that happens there, and then you see this amazing farm community that just show up at your doorstep to start shoveling you out.
Wow.
And friends that come and help you empty out your house and rip up your floors. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Wow. And we have, because of our technology-oriented society, we've really lost that connection. You know, we have, like here, we have tons of neighbors on our street, and, you know, I we're so wrapped up in our individual lives, you know, unless it's summer here, we don't really know our neighbors. You know, we'll maybe go out and, you know, see them in the street, but it's not the same connection as really deeply caring about what their daily lives are like. And I'm sure if, you know, something happened, I could go next door. I don't really know them, though. I don't know them like you know your neighbors.
Right.
And so that connection piece, that caring piece, that community piece really plays a huge part in farming.
Very much so. And it could be everything from sharing equipment.
Mm.
You know, it doesn't necessarily pay for everyone to go out and buy the same piece of equipment if you're only going to use it once a year.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go buy hang equipment when I have a neighbor that has hang equipment and I can hire him to come and help him pay for his equipment by paying him to hay my fields for me.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I wanted to digress a little bit. Before the show, we were talking about tractors. Like when you first inherited this farm, and I would go back a little bit. I was thinking, okay, I've got a tractor now. You said driving is not hard. Figuring out how to drive a tractor.
It's taking it apart and putting it back together that's hard.
This woman knows how to take care of a tractor. I mean, that's amazing.
When it's broken, you have to fix it.
Yes. And you have
You just figure it out.
Wow. My hat's off to you.
I did learn that when you put a new starter on, it can scare the daylights out of you when you hook up the one little piece and it starts going. Yeah.
That's amazing. It's
trial by fire.
Imagine. Well, listen, I wanted to talk to Nancy. Nancy, you brought up a great point of how do people really, what's an actionable step for people to take this further in supporting farmers markets?
Well, like Linda said, our most important job is to put our money behind our actions and pay for real, safe, locally grown food. And our farmers are the ones that are providing that for us. and being a mother of teenagers as well, starting that journey with your children when they're very young, a farmer's market is a fantastic place to go. They talk to the farmers, they get to know what's grown there, they understand a little bit about it, and now seeing the years go by, I realize what an important decision that was to begin it that way. It is our safe food. Anyone can volunteer at a farmer's market. They want the help, they need the help, and Marlon and I have been involved in our local farmer's market here and helping restore one that was just about to go under.
Tell a little bit about that.
Well, we had a farmer's market that had been in one location for 8 years, and with shifts in the economy and other conditions, it was not making the money needed to sustain it. And the community got together, and it started with a handful of us who just met and got the merchants involved and moved the farmer's market into the main street. And, you know, the farmers want to be where activity is going to happen.
Right.
And it is what you said, Mona. It builds community. So it has been a glowing success in the 2 years now that it's been back on its feet and it's expanding. And then I guess the next thing would be to get your group of friends, get in a car, and drive to somewhere like that Everett Farmers Market indoor and go straight to those farms, because it's nothing like being on the farm and buying direct.
Exactly. And for all of you that are on the East Coast or Midwest, all you have to do is get on I-90 heading west, coming to Seattle 405 North, and then on I-5 North, and you'll be at the farmer's market. So it can be just that simple.
Really not that far.
Really.
No trip. But you've got friends on the East Coast. Probably
exactly.
Too, right?
They all do. Distance means nothing when you want to shop.
That's right.
You know, there's also another next step that all of us can do, and Linda uses a phrase that's know your farmer, know your food. So developing a relationship with farmers is absolutely not only a rich experience, but you really get connected to your food more. So by knowing Linda, I love going and supporting her. Granted, we don't eat a lot of meat in our family, but when we do, we choose to support Linda. And it's not just going and picking up meat from the farm. We get a chance to go see Linda and the latest babies that have been born and watch the dogs run and herd the lamb, the sheep. So know your farmer, know your food.
I love that. And Linda, you're also involved in the slow food movement.
Yes.
So tell her, for people listening that might not know what is slow food?
Slow food is the exact opposite of fast food.
Great.
It is taking your time and enjoying your food and cooking and sourcing your ingredients and just really, you know, sitting down with your food and sitting down with your family and eating.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, do you eat with your kids every day?
In the evening, we do.
Beautiful. And do they like to cook?
Not if mom will do it. No, Maddie, you're not going to get her out of the barn to cook. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no.
Sam likes to cook.
Besides, now you sell your lamb and your beef to local Seattle restaurants?
Most of it goes to restaurants, yes.
Beautiful. So you just have a relationship with them. They call you up every week and...
I send out a fresh sheet. I butcher once a month.
Oh, I see.
I have a standing butcher date every month. And so I'll send out a fresh sheet to all the chefs so that they know what I have available. And then they'll tell me what they want.
Beautiful. That's
so
such
with the lamb, most of them buy whole carcass, so it's pretty easy.
Oh, fantastic.
And they, you know, the same chefs, same relationships I've had for... many, many, many years since we started doing USDA.
You know, another thing that Linda just mentioned about the chefs buying whole carcass, that's the other piece that has needed to be educated, is not only as a restaurant consumer, but the chefs also. In order for a chef or a farmer to be sustainable, they can't just buy the filet mignon off of a cattle. They need the entire animal to be used to be profitable to the farm. Linda, maybe you could speak to that a little bit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll give an example in that there's a local chef that contacted me a number of years ago, and he was going to be cooking at the James Beard House and in New York City, which he was very excited about, and he wanted to feature my lamb.
Oh, wow.
I said, well, that would be nice. Sure, we can do that. And so he wanted 90 rack of lambs, 180 chops, and 180 sweetbreads. I said, but I would have to kill my entire flock
wow.
to do that. So I said, what do I do with the rest of the animal? Well, I don't know. Somebody will buy it. Wrong attitude.
Yeah.
You can sustainably feed 90 people with two animals, very simply.
Wow.
Very simply. When we did the last Focus on Farming conference, they wanted to use, the chefs that I brought in were using pork. And it was, well, we could do pork shoulder. I said, well, no, pork can braise really easy. We fed 600 people, over 600 people on two pigs.
Wow.
So it is, and that's multiple courses of pork,
yes.
Not just one piece of pork.
Yes.
It was three different entrees that have pork in them.
Wow.
Throughout the meal. So it's being sustainable, not just in how you grow the animal, but it's being sustainable in how you utilize that animal.
Great. And not wasting anything.
You can't waste anything.
Yeah.
Every piece you waste, you lose money.
Well, and not only that, the other piece is that it's disrespectful to the earth. I mean, this is an honor of Earth Day.
Absolutely.
There's an ecosystem here that is an important awareness for all of us to know what happens by the time we sit down at a table. And so we as consumers, when we step into a restaurant, that's one of the things that we can do as an action step to support our farmers, is to go to those restaurants that are being responsible to the entire animal, as well as making the choices for different cuts that are not normally chosen in other restaurants.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, listen, we got to take our last commercial break, so stay tuned for our last segment. We'll be right back with Sisters Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to this very last segment of our very fun show with Linda, Nancy, and Marlon today. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio. And because this is our last segment, and again in honor of Earth Day, we want to make sure that our listeners are left with a sense of oneness and unity and coming together. And so, Linda, I'd love for you to speak to the fact that farmers markets and supermarkets, we need both, and they have to coexist peaceably together. So talk to that piece.
Well, not everybody has access to a farmer's market. Exactly. You know, if you're, you know, if you survive by going on a bus, you can't drive out there. You know, it's not always easy for everyone to get to a farmer's market or to a farm to buy directly. So when you're in the grocery stores are consumer driven. If a consumer is constantly buying a particular product, they will buy more.
Yeah.
If consumers are constantly asking for a product, eventually they will source that product. So when you're in the produce aisle, look at the products that are in there. Did it come from Mexico? Did it come from Peru? Did it come from around the corner? If you buy products in the grocery aisles that are locally produced, whether they're canned, value-added products, fresh produce, meat, look at where they come from. Look at where they came from. How far did they have to travel to get there? And when you buy that product, who are you supporting?
Yes.
Are you supporting a large corporation to buy cheap food? Or are you supporting someone that you know or that you know is close to you? Are the tax dollars staying in your community or are they going somewhere else?
Yes. Well, you know, and that also points out to the fact that when you're supporting local producers, sometimes that cost is a little bit higher than because food, they're food subsidies, and that's a whole nother conversation. But it's important to not just look at the dollars and cents of an item. When you really start supporting people, they may the cost of that item might be a little bit more, but it doesn't travel as far, and you are supporting them. So how do you reconcile?
Well, when you let's say you're going to buy lettuce, you know, leaf lettuce. If that lettuce had to travel for days to get there, it's already a few days old when you get it. If it came from just around the corner, it's going to last longer in your refrigerator. You're going to throw away less food because it's going to last longer.
Exactly.
When you bring home that lettuce and 2 days later, it's no good and you toss it out, it becomes a more expensive product. It's not so cheap after all. Whereas if you buy a product that was just harvested that morning and you have it on your table that evening, it's going to last in your refrigerator much, much longer.
Exactly. So I know where we live, we have the luxury of having our Puget Sound Consumers Co-op right down at the bottom of the hill that we shop at regularly. But for people who might not have a natural market close by and they have a regular grocery store that maybe trucks in their food, can they go to their produce department and ask for local food
Absolutely.
Local produce?
And you know, anymore, it's probably there. You just have to look for it. Because of the fact that eating local is such a big topic that it went from being just the right thing to do to becoming marketing. And if you look through your ads for the grocery stores, it's all about marketing, and they're now marketing local, and they'll put local in huge letters over a product. So every time you go in there and you purchase that local product that they're advertising, they will bring in more. They bring in more, the farmer grows more. The farmer grows more, we increase the production of agricultural lands.
Beautiful. And you know, again, getting back to your statistic of how far food has to travel, if you're buying local, just think of all the fossil fuels that you'll be saving from the earth because you're not having it trucked in from a million miles away.
Absolutely.
Great. So Nancy or Marlon, you had another point you wanted to cover?
Well, as a matter of fact, there was a statistic that I saw this morning that was from life sciences scholar Stephen Hoppe, who's the co-author of Animal Vegetable Miracle, A Year of Food Life. And he mentioned a statistic that just one meal chosen as local and organic food per week, weekly the U.S. oil consumption would decline by 1.1 million barrels.
Wow, say that one more time. Just that was fantastic.
If every American ate just one meal of local and organic food per week, weekly U.S. oil consumption would decline by 1.1 million barrels.
Wow, that's incredible. Nancy?
And one other point that, Linda, you were making, and that is the importance of when we are buying from our local farmers, whether we're doing it from a farmer's market, a grocery store, or driving out to the farm, we're actually saving that land.
Absolutely.
And that land is needed to grow food. If we pave over everything, if we are indifferent to it at this point, we're not going to be able to get it back, never going to go back the way that
exactly.
it really is now. It's easier to save it than to wish we would have protected it.
Pavement is forever. Once you take off that topsoil, it's gone.
Oh, my God. Amen to that. Holy cow.
Holy cow. Holy compost. Holy compost.
Holy compost. Well, listen, we are getting towards the end of the show. And so getting back to this feeling of oneness and pulling this all together, because, again, food, everybody needs food. And how we go about sourcing our food, it creates the community. It creates the bond. And if you think about farmers markets, it's a lot of fun to go to. I mean, not only is it beautiful to look at, you have all the produce that's just richly been picked and so beautifully put together, but you meet lovely people when you're shopping together. You know, how many times have you been into a you're going through the grapefruits or the oranges or the lettuce or the beets, and you know, you get into a conversation with somebody about the greatest recipe they had for beets, and you know, pretty soon you see people regularly at the farmers markets. It's a beautiful system of meeting other people.
And when people come to farmers market, because we sold for a number of years at farmers markets, and you get a definite set of people, and they come with their spots that they're going to, and they would come every single week and buy their meat for the week, every week.
Amazing.
And then you started to know, well, they weren't here last week. I wonder why. And then you start worrying about your customer because, well, why? What? We haven't seen him in 2 weeks. I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
You know, because you form those relationships.
Yes. And it's so fun. I know I can hardly wait for the Redmond Farmers Market to start up, which will be in May 1st, because, again, it's so diverse. It's not just food. It's, you know, products that they've produced. You know, there's fresh cheeses. There's, you know, fresh everything. It's just an experience for the day. And, you know, it's so close. And, you know, that's when you feel alive. You know, you're going down and you're supporting this community. You feel alive.
Everybody's happy at the farmers market.
Everybody is happy. And then you can, you know, buy your bundle of fresh flowers at the end of the day. And you feel like you've really had a rich experience with
Very
that.
Very much so.
Beautiful. So in the few minutes that's remaining, any last words about farmers markets or your experiences with Snohomish County? Anything that you'd love for your listeners to be left with?
I think just valuing your farmers. You know, to be a farmer, I have a saying that you have to be a marketer, a manager, a midwife, and a mechanic.
I love that.
And it's valuing the people that grow your food and making sure that they're still there tomorrow to continue to grow it.
Exactly. Nancy Marlin, any final words?
What I have become aware of in knowing Linda and working with Marlin and sitting with you, Mona, is that we are all creating this next step of our future. We're all doing it, and we're all holding a part of it. So when we come together and with that awareness and that respect, we can't do it alone. A farmer needs someone to buy the product.
Yes.
The restaurant needs food to serve fine food. If we're going to keep ourselves healthy and keep our planet healthy, we need to buy in this way and be aware in this way. So it's a shared dream.
Absolutely, Marlon.
And there's always a simple place to enter. We always can take a next step, whether it is buying from a farmer's market, whether it's finding what farmers in my area, or even just choosing something at the local grocery store that's in season, that's been grown by a local farmer. We all have an entry place that can be simple and a next step, and we invite everyone to make that choice.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Linda, Nancy, Marlin, for this beautiful conversation. Honor Earth Day, which is going to come up on Monday, and share this link of this show, which I'll have up very shortly, with all your friends and let them know to honor their local farmers market. So with that, have a beautiful weekend and join us next week for Sisters Talk Radio. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat, how many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.